Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Missing Piece: A Proven Method to Single-Handedly Transform Your Relationship and Create Harmony in Your Home by Stacy and Paul Martino, is a relationship self-help book that argues lasting change does not require both partners to participate. Instead of emphasizing traditional couples work, the authors present a one-person, skills-based approach drawn from their relationship development methodology and their teaching programs. The central promise is practical. One reader can learn concrete interaction skills that reduce recurring conflict, improve communication, and create more stability and warmth at home, even if a spouse or partner is skeptical or unwilling. In the book's framing, many relationship problems persist not because people are broken, incompatible, or in need of deep diagnosis, but because they are missing specific relational skills that can be learned and practiced, designed for readers who feel stuck in repeating patterns. The book positions itself as a toolbox that can be applied quickly in everyday moments to rebuild harmony and strengthen connection. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a one-person method that challenges the couple-required assumption. A defining idea in The Missing Piece is that meaningful relationship improvement can be initiated unilaterally. The Martinos challenge the common assumption that both people must be equally motivated, equally self-aware, and equally engaged for change to happen. By rejecting that requirement, the book speaks directly to a frequent real-world barrier. One partner wants help while the other avoids counseling, refuses books, or views relationship work as blame. The authors argue that a single person can shift the entire relational environment by changing what they do in the moments that normally trigger escalation. This is not presented as manipulation or as taking on all responsibility for a relationship, but as leveraging the influence any person has within a system. The emphasis stays practical. The reader is encouraged to focus on what is controllable responses, communication choices, emotional regulation and conflict, and skillful ways of addressing needs. The approach aims to reduce stalemates, where progress waits on agreement, and it reframes leadership in the relationship as learning and applying repeatable behaviors that foster cooperation and calm. Secondly, relationship development methodology as a skills-based framework, rather than treating relationship struggles primarily as personality clashes or clinical problems. The book frames them as skill gaps. In this model, couples may care about each other and still repeatedly collide because they lack specific capabilities for navigating tension, expressing desires, and repairing after mistakes. The authors present their relationship development methodology as a structured way to build those capabilities through practice. The value of a skills-based lens is that it tends to be less shaming and more actionable. A reader can measure progress by what they can do differently in the next conversation, not by whether their partner finally understands them, or whether they have solved every underlying issue. The book also positions its tools as broadly applicable across relationship stages, from good relationships that feel flat to partnerships that feel unstable. Because skills can be trained, the reader is encouraged to approach change like development rather than crisis management. This framing supports the book's broader claim that transformation can begin quickly, because the first improvements come from immediate changes in interaction patterns, not from waiting for long, mutual breakthroughs. Thirdly, interrupting recurring conflict cycles and reducing everyday friction. A major focus is stopping the repetitive arguments and small flare-ups that drain households. The book describes these recurring conflicts as patterns that feel inevitable because they are triggered by predictable cues, a tone of voice, a request, a perceived criticism, or an unmet expectation. By focusing on patterns, the authors direct attention away from relitigating the content of each disagreement and toward changing the process that keeps it going. The practical promise is that if one partner learns to respond differently at the start of a familiar cycle, escalation can be prevented, and the relationship can experience immediate relief. This topic also ties to the book's emphasis on harmony at home, not just in the marriage, but in the overall emotional climate. When conflict becomes less frequent and less intense, there is more room for warmth, teamwork, and enjoyable time together. The book positions its tools as usable in real moments, such as when a conversation starts to turn defensive, when one partner is stressed, or when tension is already high. The goal is not to avoid all disagreement, but to handle it in a way that does not damage connection. Fourthly, building connection, love, and renewed passion through daily interactions. Alongside conflict reduction, the book highlights strengthening connection, creating a relationship that feels safe, affectionate, and emotionally engaging. The Martinos link improved communication to deeper closeness, arguing that harmony is not merely the absence of fighting, but the presence of positive interaction patterns. In their framing, when one partner becomes more skillful, the relationship can shift from tense management to genuine partnership. This includes day-to-day communication choices that foster trust and reduce defensiveness, which in turn can make room for greater intimacy and passion. The book's positioning suggests that love and desire are not only products of chemistry or compatibility, but also outcomes of how consistently partners create positive experiences and avoid the damaging effects of chronic conflict. The emphasis on one-person change is especially relevant here, because romance often stalls when both partners wait for the other to go first. By giving the reader tools to initiate new relational habits, the book aims to help rebuild momentum, increase feelings of appreciation and cooperation, and restore a sense of being on the same team. The takeaway is that connection can be cultivated through learnable behaviors, not just hoped for. Lastly, creating harmony at home that supports parenting and family dynamics, the missing piece extends beyond the couple to the household, emphasizing how adult relationship patterns affect the broader family environment. When conflict is frequent, children often absorb tension and routines become harder to manage. By contrast, when communication is calmer and partners cooperate, parenting decisions, schedules, and discipline conversations tend to become less adversarial. The book, therefore, frames relationship skills as foundational life skills that influence how a home feels day to day. Even for readers who are not in acute marital crisis, the value proposition includes creating a more peaceful and fun household culture. Importantly, the one-person premise can matter a great deal in family settings, because a parent may not be able to wait for everyone else to change before improving the tone of the home. The author's approach is positioned as applicable to many kinds of relationships, which supports the idea that the same skills that steady a marriage can also reduce friction in co-parenting conversations and extended family interactions. The emphasis remains on practical tools, how to communicate in ways that reduce escalation, increase cooperation, and make it easier for the family to function during stressful periods. In conclusion, The Missing Piece is best suited to readers who want a practical relationship improvement path but cannot rely on mutual buy-in. That includes people whose partners resist therapy, dismiss self-help, or simply do not engage, as well as readers who feel exhausted by repeated conflict and want immediate, usable ways to change what happens in real conversations. It can also appeal to parents who care about the emotional climate of the home and want more cooperation and calm in daily family life. The primary benefit is agency. By emphasizing skills over diagnosis, the book encourages readers to focus on behaviors they can learn and practice, creating measurable shifts in communication and household harmony without waiting for perfect conditions. In a crowded relationship genre that often centers on mutual participation, compromise negotiations, or intensive couple processes, this book stands out by making the one-person claim its organizing principle and by positioning its method as a structured toolkit rather than a purely inspirational message. Readers looking for a framework that prioritizes actionable interaction changes and personal responsibility while still aiming for deeper connection and passion will likely find its approach distinctive and motivating. If you would like to support Stacy Martino, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.